Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Ann Carrick. The president announcing executive action today on evictions, unemployment, and a payroll tax cut. President Trump saying the Democrats' proposal for coronavirus relief banned voter verification.
Why would they want to ban voter ID in all states? And why would they want to ban requirements for signature verification in federal election? Who would want a bill banning signature verification?
State funding and stimulus checks still require an agreement with Congress. Chaos in Beirut as protesters storm government institutions, clashing with security forces who respond with tear gas and rubber bullets. One police officer was killed, others injured. People outraged after a blast at the port, which left as many as 160 dead and more than 6,000 injured. Dozens remain missing. Protesters are calling for the president of Lebanon to resign. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The relentless summertime heat continues all weekend. It's still possible you could run into an isolated storm, I suppose, sometime this evening or tomorrow, but the rain chances are small. Most towns, I'm afraid, will stay dry. Low tonight in the mid-70s, high tomorrow in the upper 90s again. Heat index tomorrow, 101 to 105 easily. The rain chances start to pick up a little bit by Monday and Tuesday, more in the 40 to 50% range. That's a start. More storms to go around, but still random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and rather chilly Blue Water Studios located high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's, actually Montgomery, Alabama's the capital of dreams, unless your dream is to create, own, and operate a successful business that isn't broken into repeatedly and the perpetrators never brought to justice. But that's a whole other show. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's edition of Clearing the Air. Now, my partner in crime here in the studio is the one and only Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the incomparable Postman. Welcome, Postman.
Yes, good to be here, Terry.
It is good to be here.
Yes.
Folks, here's the thing. Don't believe a single word you hear out of your radio tonight. From now till 10 o'clock, don't believe a single word, because you have to come to your own conclusions. You have to do your own research. You have to figure it all out for yourself, because remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. Welcome to tonight's program. We have a couple of guests in the studio. We all know DeRuckus.
Hey,
what's that? You want to introduce your riding partner?
This is Ryan, my riding partner. He goes by TikTok.
Hey, thank you for having me, Terry.
It's good to be here. It's good y'all are here. It's just going to be a fun night tonight, folks.
And for people in radio land, this is Nate.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you wanted to blow the gig, go ahead. It's Nate. Well, folks, I want to tell you up front, this has been one of the hardest shows for me to write since I started this thing almost six years ago. And I could give you a ton of excuses, but they are, of course, excuses. I hope I'm not finally burning out. We'll have to see. Usually when things get this way, something big's about to hit, and then my people got to know the truth meter pegs out, and suddenly I'm revived. Let's hope that's the case. I don't mean any harm to anyone, but let's hope I can get back on the beat quickly. I have had a lot of distractions this week, mostly the insomnia that's had me taking hundreds of pictures at the wee hours of the morning, the result of which is now posted on my YouTube channel, my latest YouTube channel. The first two are gone. I have long since grown tired of trying to talk entities with an audience that doesn't see what I see, so I will continue in that same vein, and we'll save the ET talk for later in tonight's program. Folks, the Great Reset is upon us. The America we all know and love is no more. She has been taken over from the inside out, right under our noses. Every presidential administration since LBJ and many before had a part in tinkering with the formula that made the USA what it really was. So now they've made her more vulnerable. So basically, she's being made to capitulate to the global powers. That's exactly what's happening right now. Every president, yes, even Ronald Reagan, especially Ronald Reagan, his administration, you know, he filled his cabinet with CFR and Trilateral Commission globalists from the very beginning, and his administration still holds the record for the most members indicted. I think it's 212 is what they wound up with. Still holds the record. And of course, should the truth ever surface about Obama, and should the justice system finally live up to its name, it might give Ronnie's administration a run for its proverbial money, but that remains to be seen. Now, for all you Reagan fans out there that I just really made mad, I'm sorry, but all I can say to you is remember, he was an actor, okay? My fellow Americans, we have been set up. America, I believe, was destined to be Mystery Babylon from its very inception. The Pope decreed it off limits to explorers for a reason. The North American continent was saved, put on hold, you might say, until it was time. It's my contention that only a nation of free men could have accomplished what we've accomplished. A nation of free men asking and receiving the blessings of a true holy God, that is. And now that God is no longer needed to the ones responsible for eliminating the former bastion of liberty and freedom. So they've essentially kicked God out of this country. Oh no, the hammer of the whole earth has no need for a deity, according to them. I can hear them now. So long, Mr. Deity, and thanks for all the help, but we'll take it from here. And don't let the door hit you in the arse on the way out. That's what they'd say to God if they could, because they're fools. And I must once again be honest with my audience and tell you that I feel like I'm repeating myself every week. We're just restating the same facts over and over and over. I just hope some of you are getting this. I hope you understand that this whole COVID-19 is an operation. It's been put in place to do what it's doing. And you just wait. Part two's about to be unveiled, and it's going to be much worse than part one. They want to keep us locked down in our homes. They want to make us wear masks. They want to put all these ridiculous, draconian restrictions on us. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. We just go about and do what they tell us to do. And I don't understand that. That's not America. That's not the America that I grew up in. Look at what's happening in Germany. We're talking about a country that the Treaty of Versailles decimated after World War I. No way they could pay back the money they were told they had to pay back. People were starving. There was no work, nothing to do. And along comes Adolf Hitler, saving his country. They went through everything Hitler did, the Germans did. And now they're the only country on the planet that are standing up against this ridiculous COVID crap and saying, we're not going to do it. We see through this. Now, why do you think that is? Because they understand how these people work. They understand because they went through it with Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. They know what's going on. They know that this is a setup for globalism. And they're not having it. And we need to support them. And we need to say, we're not going to do this. We are not going to do this. They're taking all our freedoms and liberties away. All the freedoms and the rights that our forefathers died for in World War I, World War II. Did they die for no reason? Apparently so. Because we are going to be known as the children of the pandemic. We're going to be known as the children who let America slip through our fingers. That's just the way I see it, folks. Welcome to the program. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours, or actually 4 hours now, every Saturday night. And folks, we'll be back in three agonizingly long minutes.
Things get back to normal. How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great 3-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great 3-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Time out. Hey, if you coach children ages 14 and under, you're required by Alabama law to complete an online training course to help you recognize and prevent sports injuries. The Coach Safely Foundation through the Alabama Recreation and Parks Association provides this training online 24/7. So take time out to complete your mandatory training. Let's coach safely so our kids can play safely. It's the law. For more information, go to CoachSafely.org. Sponsored by the Coach Safely Foundation, Alabama Recreation and Parks Association, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Baby, do you understand me now? It's sometimes seem a little mad, but don't you know that no life can always be an angel? And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad.
Eric Burden, gotta love it. This week, the judge presiding in the lawsuit over the murder of Seth Rich has requested that Julian Assange be subpoenaed and there in the court.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Maybe this is a clever ploy to get him released and get him over here so he don't have to go back.
That's incredible.
If ever was a hero, he's a hero in my book. All the stuff he released about the child trafficking and all the stuff, I mean, he's a hero. And the Brits have him locked up, and I'm sure they're having their way with him. It's terrible. Also this week, three teens with loaded AK-47s hopped over the Mar-a-Lago fence into Trump's estate, they claimed by mistake, and said they had accidentally found the guns. And I'm sure cops are used to hearing that by now. We don't know where they came from. We found them. On my way here this afternoon, I was thinking, what if these masks are a last-minute attempt to minimize the human intake of airborne fibers being released above our heads by God only knows what? And what if the good guys, the human ones anyway, found out about the craft in our skies and their mission to drop all these intelligent fibers into the troposphere where they'll drift down to Earth? And what if the good guys saw an opportunity to piggyback off the bad guys' attempt to destroy America and the free world with this COVID operation vis-a-vis the required masks?
But do you think the fibers are only, you know, ingested?
No, they're in everything.
Right, they're through your skin as well, and through your, yes. I mean, through your food. So
yes,
even if that were the case, I know
it would help.
It's very Pollyanna to think that, you know, the good guys were getting the masks out.
Well, that's me. I'm Pollyanna.
I think
I'm naive.
That and you've said this. I think is that the masks are actually a testing of the facial recognition software to make sure that we can recognize people without seeing their whole face.
Mm-hmm. They're fine tuning it. Henry Kissinger has actually told us the real truth of what's going on and how the COVID, that would be Certificate of Vaccination Identification, circa 2019, is actually a virus with nanotechnology in it that is going to be used to bring in the satanic New World Order. That's straight from Kissinger's mouth, by the way. You know, the Bill of Rights is pretty clear about liberty and freedom, but like everything else in the biblical reversal of things, the Bill of Rights is only for the authorities themselves. While they revoke it from the masses, the excuse being, we have to fight the COVID-19 hoax. Death rates are spiking all over, yet no one gets to check the data that they use to prove that. Meanwhile, more and more proofs are coming in that fake positive tests and fake deaths, or in other words, everything being labeled as COVID death, we don't know. They're claiming it's all from COVID-19. See, folks, the Bible scripture talks about this. Everything's upside down right now. Freedom is slavery. Rights become wrongs. It's a sign of the latter days and the coming new world order. Listen to this, Isaiah 29, verses 15 through 17. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? No, that's not how it works, folks. God sees and knows everything. He knows what's going on. He's still in control. He's large and in charge, as Lynn likes to say. Now back to good old Henry Kissinger, one of the main architects of the New World Order. They are coming out in the open because they have to run the last half mile fully naked as to their plans, and no one can stop them except Christ. And he apparently does not have plans to do that right away. Of course he doesn't. Everything is on a timetable. Let's go back to Isaiah 5:20-21. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Now, of course, all these warnings will fall on totally deaf ears, just as the warning concerning false salvation doctrine fall on Christians' deaf ears. Because the rich are bent upon their new world order and the complete reversal of all things good and right. I've been talking about this, folks, for almost six years. Everything's going to be flipped. The script has been flipped because that's what Scripture says will happen. It's insane. I mean, look at the Democratic, look at what these people stand for. They stand for not only aborting live infants, but children that are already born, they want to kill them when they come out. This is insane, folks, but this is where we are.
I think one of the biggest things recently that is shown their hand is the normalization of pedophilia.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
And that we're having TED Talks on it, and there's really a push on social media to normalize this behavior.
Yes, it is. And anybody who knows me, you know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about pedophiles. If I have to stay in this studio from now to the moment I die and try to warn you and get you up to speed on what's happening to the children in this country, then so be it. This has to be stopped, folks. It's got to be stopped.
And it's in toys. I mean, you can order some toys, and the actual button to make the toy talk is down in the genital area.
Oh yeah,
that's where you press the button. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a troll or like a treasure troll or something like that. I saw a video on it from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, like you said, it's right between the legs, and it makes laughing,
wooing,
giggling,
wooing noises. Yeah.
Sick, man. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. If Hillary had gotten elected, it probably would be somewhat normalized by now. But one thing about Trump, and I don't know if this is, well, I celebrate it, but I don't know if it's as much as he could have done, but at least he did something, is we're still seeing arrests every day of these traffickers worldwide. He's doing something, and every little bit helps, but the problem is it goes to the top. It goes to the top leaders in every country. It goes to the top of police departments. High-level people are behind this stuff. I mean, that's how prevalent it is in this country. And, you know, last week, Frank told us about America and the descriptors in the Bible about New Babylon, Mystery Babylon. America fits every one of them, folks. Who leads the country in pornography? Who leads the world in pornography? America. Who leads the world in abortion? America. I mean, it keeps going and going and going and going. We are Mystery Babylon. There's no doubt about it. I hope you understand that. At least that's the way I see it. I don't know that Postman agrees with me. Do you agree with that, Postman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think we are Babylon.
You know, but the devil's advocate side of that living in Europe. Europe has been very open about sexuality.
Always have been.
Right. And so for us to say that, you know, yes, we do lead the world in those things, but
yes,
we are just now starting to take a very full swing and becoming more disgusting, if you will.
I think America, Americans, we are a nation of one-uppers. Whatever the other countries do, by God, we're going to outdo them because we're Americans. And I think we do that everything, whether it's good or bad.
And that's kind of the Babylon model, to take this city that used to stand for goodness and light and completely destroy it and become, you know, lascivious.
Exactly. If you read Book of Revelations and you listen to John, who we believe wrote it, talk about what he saw in his vision. He talks about the lady upon the waters. He's talking about the Statue of Liberty. He calls her the Whore of Babylon. That's exactly, it's Ishtar. The Statue of Liberty is not Lady Liberty, as we've been taught all our lives. It's Ishtar. Postman, who is Ishtar?
Ishtar is the, in a Babylonian, they call it a mythology, but it's real. That's the granddaughter of the god Anu, and and she was the one that started the Indus Valley civilization. In other words, and that was the place where Cain actually went when he was exiled, you know, for killing his brother.
Right.
Yep.
Well, we know that there had to have been a lot of other people on the planet. Why else would God have to mark him?
Right.
Yeah, that's one thing that's always been interesting. You know, why would you have to mark him if there were only like six people? There were a lot more people there.
Yeah, and by the way, that was the land of snake people at the time.
Snake people? Are we talking reptilians?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking what was in the Garden of Eden?
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. Well, folks, we got to hit a break. It's a five-minuter. You're listening to Clearing the Air. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to the program tonight. We will be back in five agonizingly long minutes. Come back with us, please.
Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The relentless summertime heat continues all weekend. It's still possible you could run into an isolated storm, I suppose, sometime this evening or tomorrow, but the rain chances are small. Most towns, I'm afraid, will stay dry. Low tonight in the mid-70s, high tomorrow in the upper 90s again. Heat index tomorrow 101 to 105 easily. The rain chances start to pick up a little bit by Monday and Tuesday, more in the 40 to 50% range. That's a start. More storms to go around, but still random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
You know, if there ever was a super group that never got any recognition, it would have to be Rock Pile. If you look at Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe and everybody that was in Billy Brummer, everybody that was in that band, great band. UFOs. One thing that really makes me mad is when people say they don't believe in UFOs. What they mean to say is they don't believe in flying saucers. There's a difference. If something is unidentified, we don't know what it is. That's totally different than a spacecraft from somewhere else.
People say they don't believe in aliens. You know, I had someone here when I lived here that said they didn't believe in aliens because it wasn't in the Bible.
Actually, it's all in the Bible.
It is. You're right about that. But I said, you know, well, Cuisinarts aren't in the Bible either, but we still have them. They do exist.
Bingo.
But, yeah, it is. There are several.
Yeah, it's frustrating, to say the least.
It's like an insult to me.
Colonel Gordon Cooper, Mercury and Gemini astronaut. Here's a quote from Gordo.
Hey, who's the best pilot you ever saw?
You are, Gordon. A saucer flew right over, put down three landing gear, and landed on the dry lake bed. The cameramen went out there with their cameras towards the UFO. It lifted up and flew off at a very high rate of speed. Now, I had a chance to hold the film up to the window. Good close-up shots. There was no doubt it was made somewhere other than this planet. That's a quote from an astronaut. And if anyone has been vetted before they're allowed to speak, it's a freaking astronaut. They have no skeletons to hide in the closet. They've all been long since removed. Okay, here we go. Chief of FAA, Chief of Accidents Investigations, a man named John Callahan. The UFO was bouncing around the 747. It was a huge ball with lights running around it. Well, I've been involved in a lot of cover-ups with the FAA. When we gave the presentation to the Reagan staff, we had all those people swear that this never happened. But they never had me swear it never happened. I can tell you what I've seen with my own eyes. I've even got a videotape. I've got the voice tape. I've got the reports that were filed that will confirm that what I've been telling you is true. This is from the UK Chief of Defense, Admiral Lord Peter Hill Norton. I've frequently been asked why a person of my background, a former chief of the defense staff, a former chairman of the NATO military committee, why I think there's a cover-up of the facts about UFOs. Governments fear that if they did disclose these facts, people would panic. I don't believe that at all, and I've said so in print. There's a serious possibility that we are being visited by people from outer space. It behooves, good word, great British word, it behooves us to find out who they are, where they come from, and what they want. I think he's right. Former director of the agency, Admiral R.H. Hillencoder. It's time for the truth to be brought out in the open in congressional hearings. Right behind the scenes, high-ranking Air Force officers are soberly concerned about UFOs. But through official secrecy and ridicule, citizens are led to believe the unknown flying objects are nonsense. To hide the facts, the Air Force has silenced its personnel. Now, that's a quote from the New York Times. U.S. Navy pilot Frederick Fox said, publication JNAP-146E has a section that says you will not reveal any information regarding the UFO phenomenon under penalty of a $10,000 fine and 10 years in prison. So the secret has been kept safe. How about that?
What's also interesting is, if you know, we were quoting the movie Right Stuff there at the beginning.
It's a great movie.
But in the movie, they actually address on some small level UFO phenomena, because there's a scene where I think it's Glenn is in the capsule, mm-hmm. and he says, I can see like sparks outside, or something like a fire in space.
Like fireflies flying around. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. You're right. The craziest thing, and I've read about this extensively, is this particular version of events is from a Captain Robert Salas. The security guard called and said, "Sir, there's a glowing red object hovering right outside the front gate. I've got all the men out there with their weapons drawn. We've lost between 16 and 18 ICBMs. That's for those out there who don't know what that is. Those are intercontinental nuclear missiles that have nuclear warheads. At the same time, UFOs were in the area and were observed by airmen." In other words, they shut down our ability to launch ICBMs. And he was told, "Stop the investigation. Do not do anything. Do not write a report." They were all silenced on that. Then you've got U.S. Air Force Professor Robert Jacobs, who said, "So this thing, the UFO, fires a beam of light at the warhead, hits it, and then it moves to the other side, fires another beam of light, and the warhead tumbles out of space. So what's the message I would interpret from that? The UFOs are telling us, don't mess with nukes." And that's interesting, because if you go back to the Admiral Byrd encounter, purported encounter out of his diary up in down in Antarctica, he claims that he was told by the people who live in the underworld that get rid of the nukes, meet with every head of state on the planet, no more nukes. And I love the way that Crawdad puts it. Crawdad puts it like these superior beings are out there going, uh-oh, the kids have found the box of matches. That's exactly what's happened. It's what it seems like to me, is they know what we can do. And again, I think back to something Bill Cooper said, talking about Eisenhower purportedly meeting with aliens. He first met with the Greys, who said they would give him advanced weapons if he would allow them to abduct just a few humans, just a few. He had to think about it, had to get with the Joint Chiefs, and then the next group came who were considered the Palladians, the light-skinned blondes.
Right, yeah, Nordics.
The Nordics. Yeah. And the Nordics, he asked the Nordics, "What are you willing to give us?" And they said, "You can't handle what you have now." And I think that is the perfect response, because we can't. We're so savage the way we... It's incredible the number of fellow humans we kill for greed. It's sickening, really. It is to me. I was listening this past week to the report from Iron Mountain. I actually put it on Clearing the Air. If you have a couple hours to spare, you might want to listen to this. The report from Iron Mountain says that we can't, as a nation, we cannot survive without war. We have to have constant war. Peacetime, we can't survive. We have to have war. That's the way these people think. It's sickening to me, but that's the way they think. I don't get it. Well, I've got more and more UFO quotes from the Ruskies and everybody else, but you get the gist of this. Oh, this is interesting. U.S. Air Force Intelligence Operative Master Sergeant Dan Morris. I'm not making this up. I don't think it's our Dan Morris. UFOs are both extraterrestrial and man-made. It's not that our government doesn't want us to know that there are people on other planets. What the people in power don't want us to know is that this free energy from energy generators developed with UFO technology is available to everyone. So secrecy about the UFOs is because of the energy issue. When this knowledge is found out by the people, they will demand that our government release this technology, and it will change the world.
Makes you wonder what Tesla knew.
Tesla knew.
You know, and maybe he was in contact with aliens.
Probably.
They don't want anybody to have free energy.
No, because it's money.
You know, if you look, and I know you don't watch a lot of movies, but the Independence Day series, you know, the two movies that they get.
I didn't know there were two.
Yeah, the second movie, they take the alien technology that they have acquired through defeating the aliens and start to incorporate it into their own technology.
Really?
And I think that's what we have a lot of today, is that there is alien technology that has been incorporated into everyday items. And in the movie, when the aliens come back, it affects the everyday items that the alien technology has been involved with.
It's funny you say that, because I found something about our stealth bomber, and I wish I could find it real quickly, because we have a technology on the wings of that craft that I had never heard of. And I'll have to find it, because no way I can describe it without reading it, but it's stuff I've never heard of that we're doing that helps with the stealth. Basically takes away any drag from the plane. And it's some kind of electronic gizmo we have on the wings of those planes. It's amazing. There's no telling what... Well, let me back up. They weaponize everything. That's the problem. All the technology, the military gets first shot at it, and it's weaponized. It never makes it to the public realm. It's weaponized and used by the military. And I've talked about this many times. I used to get a newsletter about technology, and some of the stuff that went across is just unreal. But you can't buy it. It's for military use only. Ceramic bearings. Never have to have lubrication. 15.9% friction free.
Yeah.
Imagine if you build an engine with that.
No kidding.
How efficient it would be.
Right.
But we can't get that stuff. Only the military can get that stuff. It's crazy.
I remember reading some memoirs from Kelly Johnson when they were. He was a
Skunk Works.
Yeah, he was Skunk Works. He was chief engineer at Lockheed.
Yes, he was.
And they were actually talking about the stealth part of it, and they claim now that it was a Russian physicist that actually came up with the stealth thing.
Here's what I found: the payload capacity of the B-2 bomber defies Newtonian physics. On the outer edge of the wingspan is a high-voltage electrical current that effectively reduces the drag coefficient of the entire craft.
Well, you know what that is.
That affects the effective weight, creates a bubble that pushes air out of the way, and is responsible for the unbelievable stealth that allows it to defeat any monitoring system that comes onto the military market. What is that?
Right. It's the same thing that they have on the carriers today. On those Ford-class carriers. There's an anti-gravity unit at the
Launch the plane.
Right, to launch the plane.
Wow.
The runway is actually shorter now.
You know, you're right. Runways are shorter.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
It's the same type of technology, but it's applied different. And
wow.
We'll talk about it more after the break.
Folks, this is Clearing the Air. We got to get a short break. It's a 3-minute break, though, and Nate's giving me the lips. I can't believe you forgot to say we're going on break. Look. We're going on break, look. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Come back with us, please.
Don't really care. Can't you see? It's misery.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We all know, or you should know, what happened this past week over in the Persian Gulf. It seems like it's always going to be the hotbed of stuff. We had what apparently in Beirut was a missile attack. A lot of people are saying it was a missile. A lot of people are saying it was a direct energy weapon. The photos I've seen, it looks to me like it's a missile. But I don't know. But it was a nuke is what I'm reading. A tactical nuke. And most people don't realize we don't have just the nukes that like we hit Nagasaki and Hiroshima with. We have battlefield nukes, which are much smaller, do intense damage, but only within a certain range. Those are like the ones that we believe brought down the towers on 9/11. That's what people are saying they believe happened. Of course, everybody's blaming Israel for it. I don't know. Who knows? But something happened over there, and I'm reading that it could have been a TR-3B in cloaking mode that launched it, because they didn't see any craft up there that launched it. So it's very interesting.
Well, what was interesting to me was the shockwave you saw.
Yes.
That was produced. And then in certain shots, you could see the clouds actually dissipate away. That's a lot of energy to be expelled. And while you didn't get the huge plume and everything.
Right.
I have a hard time believing that fireworks could create that much energy all at once.
They didn't.
To push clouds a different direction.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
When I looked at the video, I looked at it from start to finish. And I actually looked at there were like two stages or maybe three stages, and I watched there was a primary explosion in the beginning, which I looked at that as the catalyst, you know, for the actual bigger explosion, and after that primary explosion took place, there were several plasma bursts that were on the inside of it. And those were toward the red range, you know. It wasn't like the explosion that happened in Sunday when the nuclear power plant was exploded. If you remember, that that plasma burst there was toward the blue range, and I guess that's a signature, a plutonium signature, I guess, with it being toward the blue range. But the thing is. After that, those plasma bursts, then the whole building, you know, just went up in a mushroom cloud, and you know you could see the concussion wave, you know, as we're traveling, it was compressing the air, and it was condensing the moisture that was in it also, and after that, you know, it went up in a mushroom cloud.
Wow. We don't know, but it's probably the deep state trying to pile on and trying to get their new world order going. That's kind of how it works. Miss Connie sent me something, and I read this very article earlier, and I can't seem to put my hands on it, but it's about Trump leaving the White House. The whole staff came out, wished him the best, like he was leaving not for good, but maybe for quite a while. It kind of makes you wonder what's going on, and it'll probably have to be after a big break. I'll see if I can find the article, because I know I saved it. Just can't seem to put my hands on it because I've only got like 50 articles here. But something's going on, and this voting stuff, this scares me, and it should scare you, that they want to do mail-in voting because it's just wrought with corruption, and they're going to steal the election, folks. They're going to try everything they can to steal the election, and why shouldn't they? Tell me which high-ranking political person, and it doesn't matter which party, which one has actually suffered any repercussions from the things they've done. Is Hillary, is she in prison for violating all the classified stuff she sent on her private server? Of course not. None of them are. There are no repercussions. So they're going to steal it and go, well, what are they going to do to us? Nothing. And nothing's ever going to happen. I think it's all hope porn. A lot of people that I'm around, particularly on this radio station, believe that there's going to be mass arrests, there's going to be indictments, and these people, they're not going to go to prison, folks. It's not going to happen. It's the government is too wrought with corruption, and they don't eat their own. It's just not going to happen. I consider that hope porn.
Well, and the people that would be in a position to arrest and convict...
They're the corrupt ones!
Right, and they have things in their closet that they don't want exposed.
They all do. That's the problem. They all do. Little need to know here. A mile-long train of approximately 300 military vehicles equipped with cutting-edge laser and EMF weapons was video recorded in California. This was back in April, moving across. Now, this person that saw them compared them to photos to literature she found online from the company that made them. Literature says they're developed primarily for use against civilians. If I had to guess, I'd say it's probably the weapons that the military have that makes your skin feel like it's on fire when they want to disperse crowds that they never used when they should have used when they were burning down Ferguson and everywhere else. It's like they wanted to keep that stuff hidden so they could use it against us later on. That's what it seems like to me. Let's see, contract tracing, we know all about that crap. You know, the Constitution apparently doesn't matter to these people anymore. They don't care anything about it unless it serves their needs. And then they'll start quoting it. Rockford. Okay. Burnell Trammell, this is from Milwaukee. Mr. Trammell, it's highly unlikely he's related to our own Mr. Trammell of Rockford. 59, a black Trump supporter was fatally shot outside of his business in broad daylight back on July 23rd. He was often seen holding a large handwritten sign with his own personal beliefs in big bold letters that supported George Floyd, police reform, and President Donald Trump. Well, the last one's what probably got him killed. Can't have that. Riots and destruction continue in many democratically controlled cities because they're allowed to continue. I mean, that's pretty much it. This is all democratically run, and they're going to let them have at it and not try to stop them.
And he's probably killed because if you don't support the Democrat agenda, if you don't fit into the mold that they have for you, then you don't serve a purpose. So you become an instigator, you mm-hmm. become an agitator, and you're ruining their argument. They mm-hmm. have to put you somewhere else.
Yep.
You're a nobody anyway, so how easy is it to move that piece off the board?
Amen. Well said.
But the more important pieces are the ones that never get touched, as we were saying before. The more important pieces, you know, yeah, they tried to get Trump off the board.
Yes.
They tried to get him.
Many times.
But did they really try? While he's a thorn in their side. And
they haven't
tried
to kill him yet.
Right.
At least as far as we know.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
They're not going to go to an extent where it would be. They want to do it legally. Because then it holds validity. If they did it illegally, if they did it outside of the law, then it's a coup.
True. People would see it for what it really is.
Right.
Whereas right now they're somewhat hiding.
Right now,
somewhat
and it's still a coup. But
not everybody sees it.
But they're putting a legal spin on it. It's not right what they're trying to do.
True.
But they can argue it. Well, from our perspective, the Constitution says this. The legal doctrine says this.
Right. I got you. Well, the Hypocrite of the Week award goes to this guy, a guy named Paul Gallant. He has a new perspective on violent protest after mocking President Donald Trump in June for saying anarchists were burning and pillaging Seattle. You see, Mr. Gallant lives in an apartment above a Starbucks coffee shop that was trashed and burned in one of the latest riots. Well, he's tweeted that he wanted to buy a gun because clearly this is going to keep happening and his place is going to get burned down. Oops. Oops. Yeah. These people are idiots.
Remember when I was telling you my daughter got her house broken into?
Yes.
My daughter was very anti-gun. First thing she asked me after her house was broken into, do you have a gun I can have?
Mm-hmm. They're all that way.
I said it's one step of getting her to become a Republican.
She's waking up.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Got to love it. Let's see. Portland. For more than 50 nights, Gabriel Johnson, a retired black man who was a former Marine, Semper Fi, had been kept awake by the sounds of rioting and explosions near his home. He reached his limit at 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday after counting 82 explosions. He marched into the chaos with his American flag in hand. Of course, he was called the N-word by black people and was chased by rioters with baseball bats. Later, a woman dressed in Black Lives Matter gear showed him a video recording of rioters following him back to his home. She did this to let him know that they were keeping tabs on him. Another black veteran tried to stop the burning of Johnson's flag, only to be beaten by Black Lives Matter members and supporters. Johnson blames the destruction of his city on the inaction of local leadership, as well he should. Now, New York City has established checkpoints to register visitors and residents returning from interstate travel. They're required to quarantine for 14 days. The official explanation is that they need to do this to forestall a second wave of COVID-19. I got news for you. A second wave's coming because the first one didn't work. Clark County, Nevada, total of 223,469 mail-in ballots sent to registered voters for the June 9th primary election ended up bouncing as undeliverable. For those keeping score at home, that's 17% of the total number of ballots sent out.
Wow, that's enough for somebody to lose an election.
You better believe it. 58% were from inactive voters, 42% were from active. This means in a vote-by-mail system, a large percentage of voters who otherwise might go to the polls will not be able to vote. That also means that no one for sure will know what will happen to those undeliverable ballots, and it is not paranoia to believe that many of them will be mailed in by unknown partisan activists. No kidding. Let's see. Nevada lawmakers passed AB4 on a party line vote, adding the state to a growing list of U.S. states, including California and Vermont, that are using mail-in ballots ahead of the November election. That's just great. They're going to use this to take the elections, what they're going to do. And I'm sure we all heard about this. New York Attorney General has filed a lawsuit seeking to dissolve the NRA. That would be the National Rifle Association. Well, I got news for you. If you get rid of the NRA, another one will come up just as quick to take its place. Because if I read what I read right, last month was record in gun sales.
It was, yeah.
They're selling guns. Everybody's starting to buy guns because they see what's coming. I just hope it's not too little too late. Anyway. Oh, great song. Love this song. But folks, this is Clearing the Air. This is a program I started some 6 years ago, mainly because I was being infected by Morgellons, but it's kind of moved into chemtrails and other things. The truth is what it's moved into. We're just trying to tell you the truth. You don't have to agree with it. We ask you that you do your own research, do your own investigation. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. 272-9228. We'll be back in 5 minutes. We've got to hit a big break. So y'all come back with us. Bye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Ann Carrick. Executive orders from the president regarding evictions, unemployment benefits, and a payroll tax cut.
Congressional Democrats have stonewalled our efforts to extend this relief. They even opposed measures that would give bonuses to workers returning to the job.
And regarding unemployment,
I'm taking action to provide an additional or an extra $400 per week in expanded benefits.
No action today on state funding or another round of stimulus checks. Those will require agreement with Congress. Plenty of buzz regarding the Biden campaign after a casual comment during a bike ride.
Hey, Mr. Vice President, have you picked a running mate yet?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Who is it?
Who is it?
You.
Fox's Peter Ducey asking the question. Of course, he is not the pick for VP. The campaign later issuing a statement indicating it was a joke. America's listening to Fox News.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's